For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't believe Joe is still showing the Dancing Viking during the entire break.
That's all he's got.
It's the Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
By the way, I forgot to play this for new music. This is new, of course, AC/DC.
Oh, I wasn't sure it was.
Yeah.
Carmen, did you find me any PS5s yet?
Still looking.
Damn it.
Sorry.
It's all right. As director of leisure activity and vacations, Carmen was tasked with finding me PS5s, the hard-to-get Christmas item.
I'll do weird stuff for it.
Oh! Now you're putting your stuff on the line.
Listen.
Now that we know what you like.
Now wow. She knows where it is. I showed her.
Feels so awkward.
I watched a little porn yesterday.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not like you. I don't have a type.
You saying me or Carmen?
Whoever. Oh. Carmen was really who I was talking to. Though, she seems to look at the same thing.
Not and, always.
Well, it's just like I don't know. I don't have time to search anything out. Whatever's there, I could.
Oh
out.
No!
A la carte. You like a little a la carte.
A little this, a little that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, if something's on the page there, you're like, oh, take a look at this.
Really?
And then that leads you to something else.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Go in the wormhole, but sometimes I go there specifically looking for black girls and then end up somewhere else.
Like, I always go in with a idea.
Yeah.
Like, teacher,
oh,
student.
I got an idea.
Question, Carmen, because I'm going to be honest with you. As a guy, if I'm going to the porn box and I'm looking up some porn, mm-hmm. if I had the option to, instead of looking at someone else make sweet love to a lovely black lady, or I could just pick up the phone and call one to come over to my house.
Ugh.
I would take option B.
Really?
I would make the phone. Yeah. Mm. I'd much rather do that than watch it on a screen.
Oh, sometimes I just don't touch me. I want to be left alone.
That's why I was asking. That's why I was asking. Because as a girl, you're one phone call away at all times from fulfilling your fantasies.
Yeah, but you're also one phone call away from being disappointed. Like, it's not as easy for girls as it is for guys. Like,
Carmen
you're
knows
have
what she's doing.
Yeah, you're going to have the same outcome regardless. Where for females, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, where with myself,
what
I know
she's
I'm
trying
gonna
to say
there.
Is girls have feelings.
No, we do.
Oh no, she's saying is a girl is very high maintenance and she knows exactly what she wants. She just wants to get right to it.
Mm. Sometimes, yeah, like especially like right before bed. If I want to, like, go to sleep fast.
Yeah, that's different. That's a sleep elixir.
Yeah.
What that is. You just want to knock yourself out.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, I got an afternoon wide open today. I could sit here in this room and I could stare at porn all day or I could make a couple of phone calls. I'd make the phone calls.
It takes all day?
Make sure you leave the Zoom on.
I always worry about that. Like, my camera on my computer has blue lights on it. And I'm always like, no blue lights, but I still believe... I fear more that you guys are watching me do that than you. A lot of times, if I'm picking my nose, I'm like, "This is way more embarrassing." Than a thing
what
I
if you're
tubing?
What if you're in the middle of it and you just hear,
"Mike, you're on camera." Mike, hey, Mike, can you hear me? You're on camera.
There's a 9mm within my arm's length.
It's computer. Over.
Yep. No, I just finish it off right there.
That's it. He's like. Janice from The Sopranos. That's the only way you can do it.
Yep. It's the truth. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway. Are we gonna play a little... I'm just saying, if I can make a phone call,
right.
That would be my
really?
Preferred choice. Yeah.
But you always want to do that?
Most
like
of the time.
You always want to put in the effort?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a go-getter. I don't want to go just do it and then go to sleep. I want to go... And I want to go meet somebody and have an hour or so of some good fun time and then grab a sandwich.
An hour? Ugh.
Oh,
oh my God.
I hate you.
Carmen, I'm loving you more and more.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Not so much romance, Joe, but I do want some sexiness.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's no sexiness when you're by yourself.
Work up to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sexy when I'm by myself.
I look in the mirror.
You don't even know. I actually put on Rod Stewart if you think I'm sexy, and I dance around to it.
Carmen, you look in the mirror?
No, I was making a joke.
Oh, say if I make eye contact, it's over with myself. Yeah. If I see myself in a reflection, I'm like, it's over.
Yeah. I immediately start crying.
Oh, I mean, I immediately finish.
Oh no!
I'm kidding.
I touch myself. I caress myself.
Like what? You used to rub your arms?
Like my boobies?
Oh. Did you say it like that while you're doing it? Yeah, my boobies.
My boobies.
This is a lot of talk.
You know how much money you could be making on OnlyFans?
Oh, no.
I feel like this is a commercial for your OnlyFans. Well, if you want to see Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right. I got to tell you, it's not photo worthy.
No?
I don't think so, but it's also me, so.
Send me a pic. I'll eat it.
Yeah, give me a video. And
you want me to send me the group chat?
Let you know, yeah.
You want us to come over and watch today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give you the tips?
Mm-hmm.
Our you have to let us in. We'll peek in the window.
Galvin will show you where everything is.
Yeah.
You
know. Just yell at me that I'm doing it wrong.
That. There you go. Uh-huh. Want to play a game?
No.
I was thinking about yesterday girls that I've made sweet love to that I don't necessarily want to date or hang out with again, but would like to go make sweet love to them again.
Again?
Yeah.
So you're saying your wife isn't the best you've ever had?
Oh, no. Not even close.
No!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think she knows that.
Why?
Hmm.
What is it about her that's not top tier?
I've made sweet love to porn stars before. My wife does not do the same stuff that they do.
Oh, okay.
My wife has integrity and
honor.
Integrity and sparkle.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
She doesn't have integrity.
She's in the top three.
Oh, my God.
All right. These are things I revealed about my wife on the show. It's a terrible cook she is. She made me break my gums on zucchini boats yesterday. Let us play a little bit. Here we go.
Let the tweeting begin. It's time to play. Whose tweet is it anyway? Tweet. On the Mike Calta Show.
This is a game that's also based on integrity to the point we have to write it down. Spence, what are you eating?
I got banana pancakes from First Watch.
They're Joe, so did you get anything?
No.
Oh, interesting.
He just eats the leftover garnishes on Spanish's plate. A cherry and an orange and some.
I gotta tell you,
I had a banana.
Pancakes sound good.
Thanks. Didn't you really just eat?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
Lord.
A burrito.
Carmen ran out of here like the cops were swarming in, like she was Dr. Richard Kimball, and they were finding her. And then she comes walking back in with a burrito, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank God you got that in time.
Well, they leave it downstairs.
Sure, I get you. All right.
Yeah. So I don't want someone to steal it.
All right, so whose tweet is it anyway? This is where I read a tweet from somebody who is on air on the Bone staff. You guys think about it. Who it could be, write down your answer. First one who gets three right wins the game. I do believe Spanish is the leader on the how many games is.
That's right.
Mm.
Here we go. First tweet for today. Dubstep does not hold up over time. Dubstep does not hold up over time. Whose tweet is that?
Done.
Mike is done?
Done.
Gio's done?
Done.
Spanish is eating pancakes?
Done.
Carmen's done. All right. Spanish, I will start with you. Whose tweet is that?
When in doubt, Will Koontz it out.
You say that's Will Koontz. Carmen, what do you think?
That's Copy Hoppy.
You say that's Hoppy. Gio, what do you got?
Johnny B.
You say that's Johnny B. And Mike Kelta, whose tweet is that?
I also said that was Hoppy.
You think that's Hoppy?
Yeah, listen, I don't know anybody dubstep? Else that knows about dubstep, yeah.
I'd be honored to listen to dubstep. Carmen and Mike Kelta both get a point. That Woo! Was Woo! Ryan Hoppy. Very that's nice. Good job, everybody.
No. Thank you.
Let's go to this one. We should all be forever indebted to Courtney Love for giving us the gift of the Foo Fighters. We should all be forever indebted to Courtney Love done. For giving us the gift of the Foo Fighters. You lost 2 points, Spanish, for saying done before I was done reading.
Ooh.
Done.
Done.
Spanish done. Done. Mike's done. Gio's done.
Done.
Carmen is done. Mike Keltel, I'll start with you. Whose tweet is that?
I'm going to guess on that one and say that belongs to one cat named Mo.
You say that's Mo. All right. Gio, who you got?
Stupid tweet, stupid Mo.
Stupid tweet, stupid Mo. Spanish, what do you think?
I also think Mo is stupid, so I went with Mo.
And Carmen said, oh, who you got?
Well, I know Mo.
Or were you saying Mo?
No, I know Mo is stupid, but I said Drew.
You said Drew.
Damn it.
You're a fool. Everybody else gets a point. That was Mo. Very nice. Good job.
Oh, boy.
Mike Calta has two possible FTW on this one. Everybody else has one currently. Your next tweet is explaining is losing. Hashtag election results 2020. Explaining is losing. Hashtag election results 2020.
Done.
Done.
Spanish done. Mike done.
Done.
Gio's done.
Jeez, do you guys read these?
No, I'm guessing. I'm analyzing.
I would hope guessing. That you're guessing because otherwise you'd be cheating.
No, I'm saying I'm analyzing as you say it.
Yeah,
and then I'm guessing.
That's the game. You're just better at it than Carmen.
So far.
Much better.
Carmen, are you done?
I'm done.
Good Lord. All right, Carmen, whose tweet is that?
I had no idea. I went with Monica.
All right. Gio, who do you think that was?
I feel like that's a copy hoppy tweet.
Spanish, what do you got?
Will Koontz.
Put down Can the we, pancakes.
I mean, should I shut his microphone off?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Mike Kelta, possible FTW for the win. Whose tweet is that?
I put Galvin.
Say that's me.
I did.
You say that is a Galvin political tweet.
Yeah.
Everybody's wrong. That is the elusive Soul Brother Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah. We only get a couple tweets from him because Kevin usually is responding to people.
I'm not every tweeter.
So, yeah. So, you know, every once in a while we'll get a tweet from
him. All right.
All right. Here we go. Next tweet. Let's stop acting like political science majors. We're all stupid. Shh. With like 20 H's. Let's stop acting like political science majors. We're all stupid. Shh.
Done.
Shh. Gio is done. Carmen's done. Mike's done.
Done.
Spanish is eating pancakes. Spanish, I'll start with you. Whose tweet is that?
I went with Drew.
You say that's Drew. Gio, who you got?
That is Johnny B.
You say that's Johnny B. Carmen, what do you think?
Stupid tweet, stupid Mo.
You say that's Mo and Mike Kelta, possible FTW. Who you got?
I guessed Hoppy.
I will tell you, one of you got it right. And that person is Gio. That was Johnny B.
Damn it.
Gio now has two, tied for the lead with Mike Kelta. Anybody's game at this point.
FTW.
Anybody's game at this point.
Confirmed.
All right, here we go. Next tweet, this has a picture of Winnie the Pooh looking into the mirror, and it says, it's my last day of quarantine, and I need to do laundry bad. I ran out of underwear days ago and have just been Winnie the Poohing it around my apartment. Getting the mail has been an adventure. The neighbors don't find, quote, special delivery, points at crotch, as funny as I do. And no, I will not read it again.
Please?
Nope.
Yeah, you kind of messed up a little bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's my last day of quarantine, and I need to do laundry bad. I ran out of underwear days ago and have just been Winnie the Poohing it around my apartment. Getting the mail has been an adventure. The neighbors don't find, quote, special delivery, points at crotch, as funny as I do. There, I didn't make any mistakes. You got it? Now answer it. Why is this guy, why is this host so angry? He's a terrible game show host.
Done.
Mike Kelta's done.
Done.
Carmen's done. Gio Spanish done.
Done.
Gio's question done. Gio, who you got?
Will Koontz.
By the way, possible FTW. You say Will Koontz. Carmen, who do you think?
It was Will Koontz.
You say that's Will. Spanish.
I went with Monica.
You say that's Monica. What? Mike Kelta, also possible FTW. Who you got?
I also said Will Koontz.
Also said Will Koontz. Well, guess what? When in doubt, Mike Helta and Gio win the game.
Damn it.
Yay.
I jinxed you, Spanish, by saying that you were the leader.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have lost if you didn't reread it.
Yeah, probably. Isn't it funny that you messed up that word?
Yep.
Read it.
I was rereading it.
Burn. All right, here we go. Second game. I am canceling daylight savings this year. The last thing I need is another hour of 2020. Hashtag daylight savings. Hashtag daylight saving time. I'm saying that because it's daylight saving. And I'm pointing that out. Anybody need me to read it again?
Yes.
Well, too bad.
Done.
Figure it out. Carmen's done.
Done.
Gio's done. Oh, yeah. Somebody's getting restless over here.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Mike Helta, you and Gio were the winner of last game. I'm going to start with you.
I really don't know. I guess Johnny B, but it was a shot in the dark.
All right.
I feel like he thinks he can cancel it.
And Gio, what do you got?
That's a topical copy hoppy tweet.
Yeah.
Copy hoppy. Carmen, do you agree?
I agree. Copy hoppy.
That's copy hoppy. Spanish, what are your pancakes saying?
They say sloppy hoppy.
Oh, 3 for hoppy, 1 a shot in the dark. Nobody gets any points. Oh. That is 1 Ben Swig.
He feels like he can cancel. He probably can. He probably has the connections.
He's got a sweet card and canceling stuff. Yeah. All right, here we go. Next tweet. This weather in Tampa Bay area feels like a representation of what 2020 has been. It was 16 hours ago, just so you know. It's a fresh tweet. This weather in the Tampa Bay area feels like a representation of what 2020 has been. Carmen's done.
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 What?
You all right? Done. I know. I thought a bird was on your shoulder. I hear...
Coffee. All right.
Carmen, I'll start with you since you're choking. Whose tweet is that?
I went with Hoppy.
You say that's Hoppy. Mike Kelta, what do you got?
Stupid tweet, stupid Hoppy, copy Hoppy.
Oh, we're changing up, so you say Hoppy. All right. Spanish, what do you think?
Thought it was Drew.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Okay. Gio, what do you think?
I think Hoppy referred to this as Tampa Bay, copy Hoppy.
Damn it.
No.
Spanish?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Everybody else gets a point. That was Hoppy.
Double.
No, it wasn't double Hoppy. Yep. You guys thought it was Hoppy. It was Swig.
Idiot.
Pay attention. Maybe you'll do better.
One of you guys have a dot matrix printer?
Yeah,
going?
I know. What is that?
That's, I think, Zoe's making stuff in the kitchen.
Does she live there?
Yeah.
I mean, every day she's there.
She printing?
Microwaving stuff, slamming counters.
Joe, you got to go in there and make her stop.
Yeah, rap her one. Yeah. Say, don't you know I'm doing radio?
Goddamn show's on.
Yeah.
You know, I could yell at her from here if you want.
What's she wearing? She look good?
Keep it down in there!
Look sloppy or she look good?
I can't see her.
Like she's on her way out, like going to work, or did she just wake up?
I think she just woke up.
Okay.
Yeah, she must have just woken up.
All right,
here we go. Next tweet. Everybody has one except for Spanish.
Ugh.
Major LOL if somehow Trump wins the popular vote and loses the Electoral College. Major LOL if somehow Trump wins the popular vote and loses the Electoral College.
That's not... Okay.
What?
I can't answer any questions. Yeah. Maybe I can. You can ask. I can tell you whether I can answer or not.
It's not a retweet is what I'm saying.
It's not a retweet. That is an original tweet from a person on the Bone staff.
Maybe. Done.
Carmen's done.
Done.
Gio's done.
Ooh, changing.
Ooh.
Oh.
Waiting on Mike in Spanish.
Done.
Done.
Carmen's done again. Mike's done. Spanish, done or not? I'm starting done with you. Whose tweet is that?
When in doubt, we'll Koontz it out.
You said that's Will Koontz. Carmen... Who did you originally have? Who did you change it to?
I originally had Monica, but there was no emojis. So I changed it to the Bones political commentator, Will Koontz.
You say that's Will Koontz. Gio, who do you have?
FTW, that is Monica.
Nope, you have one right now. You say that's Monica. And Mike Kelta, who you got?
I just guessed SBK.
I mean, do you want to play the game? You sound like you're...
I really couldn't tell. I didn't think it was Copy Hoppy, and I don't always want to go to Will, so I thought I'm going to mix it up and guess a little SBK.
Well, I can tell you should, because he's our political correspondent or whatever it is. It was Will Koontz, and Spanish gets a point. Carmen gets a point. Carmen now has two. Everybody else has one. Woo! Possible FTW for Carmen on this one.
FTW.
Your next tweet is... I want to talk S, but they actually use the word, about the hashtag Jets, but as a hashtag Bucks fan, I feel it's inappropriate to say anything about any team until at least Wednesday. Hashtag Monday Night Football.
Done.
Carmen's done.
Done. Enjoy one more time.
Spanish is done. Yes. I want to talk S about the hashtag Jets, but as a hashtag Bucks fan, I feel it's inappropriate to say anything about any team until at least Wednesday. Hashtag Monday Night Football. Who's playing a trumpet?
Done.
Mike Kelts is done.
No horns here.
Done.
Gio is done. Gio, I will start with you. Whose tweet is that?
I think it's the obvious Johnny B.
Going obvious, Johnny B. Spanish, what do you got?
I, too, went one Jonathan Balthazar.
Mike Kelta, no horns in your house. Who you got?
For the win, I,
nope,
too,
you only
went
have
with
one.
Johnny Long stocking bell bottoms.
And Carmen, for a real FTW, who did you pick?
FTW, Johnny B.
Everybody said Johnny B.
Everybody.
Guess what? Everybody's right. Carmen wins the game.
Stinky feet.
It's so exciting. Carmen, Mike, Gio, all won game. Spanish did not because I put the jinx on him in the beginning. Hope you enjoyed your pancakes, idiot.
They're so good.
And that is, whose tweet is it anyway?
All right. Before we go to break, I want to remind everybody that we are just days away from Thanksgiving. Some of you will be having people over. Some of you will be trying to impress new people. There's no better way to get your house clean and sanitized than with my friends at Zero Res. Right now, their November special to get you ready for Thanksgiving. Three rooms of carpet clean for $119. And if you mention me, they throw in 100 square feet of tile clean for free. And if you've never had Zero Res out there, you know that you heard me talk about they only use patented powered water. It is just an adjusted pH level on their water, but the idea of how clean your carpets can get is ridiculous because they get nice and fluffy. There's none of those chemicals in your carpet to trap in dirt and grime and keep it all crunchy when you walk on it. It is safe for your children. It is safe for your pets, and it gets things insanely clean. I know this because they have been to my house. They have been to my parents' house. We've had them out before Thanksgiving, and we've had them out after Thanksgiving for the cleanup. Right now, if you want to get them in there, you need to schedule an appointment online before they fill up and run out. You can go to ZeroResTampaBay.com. That is ZeroResTampaBay.com. Schedule your service right there online, or you can simply give them a call at 813-547-6831. I say carpets, but they do tile, as you know. They do grout. They do area rugs, upholstery, stone cleaning. They do it all, and they do it residential and commercial. So if you have a restaurant or you have a building or something you need clean, they do that too. And, of course, they follow all the COVID guidelines. They come in there, and they wear the booties and the mask and the whole deal. They constantly disinfect their equipment between jobs. They know how to do it right. They know how to keep things clean. They're Zero Res. Three rooms of carpet clean for $119 and 100 square foot of tile clean for absolutely free. ZeroResTampaBay.com. We shall take a quick break. It is the Mike Kelta Show. This is 102.5 The Boone.
You're listening to... For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.